From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Pumpkin pie, turkey, gravy, sweet potatoes, and green bean casserole are some of the time-honored foods found at most Thanksgiving tables. But a survey shows those are also some of the top day-after sandwich items. A Harris Poll survey showed more than 94% dine on a Thanksgiving leftover sandwich. Staples like gravy, 42%, ham, 41%, and stuffing, 39%, trailed turkey at 81% as the most popular leftover sandwich items. USDA's decision to accept beef imports from Paraguay for the first time in 25 years will not likely change the overall volume of U.S. imports, even during tight supplies and high prices. U.S. meat importers tell Reuters that's due to a quota on shipments. American beef prices set records this year because of herd contraction to its smallest level in decades, leading meat companies to rely more on imports. The agricultural industry has been one of the biggest supporters of the AM in Every Vehicle Act since its introduction. Radio Inc. says the industry has spending power of more than $576 billion spread across millions of workers. MRI Simmons, the leading study of American consumer attitudes and behaviors, explored the media choices for agricultural workers. 8 in 10 ag workers favor AM, FM, and tune-in radio ahead of streaming audio, podcast, or satellite radio.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.